And joining us once again on the phone from Global Disciples, our friend Tim Bench. Good morning again to you, Tim.
Good morning, everyone.
So great to have you. Earlier, you were telling us about Global Disciples. You were telling us about worship throughout the world and your upcoming event, Nations Worship. But I know folks can find out at Global Disciples more about what you're doing throughout the world. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're focused on the one-third of our world that's never heard the good news of Jesus at all. We partner with clusters of churches that are in nearby cultures, and we will help them start their own missions training centers and send their own missionaries then to take the gospel of Jesus. And it's seen an extraordinary impact. We're getting ready to celebrate 25 years with Global Disciples, and in the last 25 years, we've expanded into 62 different countries. And they're working with partners who are sending out missionaries. And each year we see more than 3,500 churches that are planted and over 75,000 people who come to faith in Christ and are worshiping then in those local churches. And we're hearing incredible reports of God's miraculous work as people come to know him. And it seems to be something special that happens when Jesus is heard about for the first time in a place that's never heard about him before. Then God shows up and does miraculous signs and wonders to confirm his message to those people. One thing that we're then working towards is hearing what are those expressions of worship from these places. You know, when people just encounter Jesus for the first time, of course, they're ecstatic. And we've asked for them to send us some videos of what their worship is like. We're putting that together on November 20th with Nations Worship into a live stream. We're going to have live worship here in Lancaster at Victory Church, and then hearing from our brothers and sisters around the world, how can we worship together as one before the throne of Christ? Even with a global pandemic that's raging, we can come together online. And just realizing what we need now more than ever is to worship together.
Wow,
and I might
cool.
add then, we have one special thing that's coming up. The singer-songwriter Sandra McCracken has written a new song just for Nations Worship, and she will sing and premiere it during Nations Worship. And we have a group from Ethiopia and some musicians from the Czech Republic who are going to join in on that song, and it'll be a beautiful song. It's called Stand as One, as we stand before the throne of God, just wanting to focus on the scripture of Revelation 7:9 that says that people from every tribe and tongue will be worshiping before the throne and before the Lamb. And we're just getting ready for perhaps a taste of heaven on November 20th. So I would like to invite everyone to register at Global Disciples. Then you'll get updates and a link to the site that we'll be using that night. And we'd like you to join with us and worship our God together as we lift up the name of Jesus across many nations.
I love that you're combining folks from different spots of the world and that they're working together on this song to lead worship. It's coming up November the 20th, 7:30, Nations Worship. Join in. You could sign up online, globaldisciples.org. Tim, thank you so much for joining us today. Great to hear what God is doing through Global Disciples.
Thank you. God bless.